Amy Reed from Keep Brazos Beautiful is here, and you're in a beautiful part of the world recently, and some good things coming back from Orlando.
I sure was. I just came back from Orlando, Florida for the National Convention with Keep America Beautiful. It's kind of the gathering of all the affiliates for the mothership. That's we come together and find out the latest and greatest ideas and greening our communities and beautifying them. Also what's going on in legislature to help promote environmental education within the communities. And we're really excited. While we were there, we received the President's Circle Award, which is an award of exemplary status within Keep America Beautiful's affiliates, and so we were really excited to bring that back home.
Is that our first time award?
It's not our first time. We've actually won this award multiple times, and but it's, you have to go through a lot to do it, so it's a lot of hard work year-round to apply for the award and then be accepted for it.
For instance?
Well, you have to work on the three core issues, litter abatement, beautification, recycling, and now public gardening and graffiti efforts and landscaping. So we are doing all of those things here in Brazos County with our different programs through our beautification projects that we have going on right now at the corner of George Bush and Texas Avenue, our new community cares program we've just started that will kick off in January. Of course, we have the Texas Trash Off in the spring, participate in Earth Day, and we do public education at all the different events that you have. We are in the school systems very heavily, so we stay very busy, and certainly we're able to check off that list very easily for them.
I'm going to do a little bit more digging because I'm new to the area, and
sure.
I'm sure there's plenty of folks who are new and may not be aware of Keep Brazos Beautiful, even if folks have been around here for a while. So from what you know about the history of the program and how many volunteers and, you know, just where does KBB have its presence?
Well, Keep Brazos Beautiful just celebrated its 30th anniversary this past August. So that really kind of gives us, I like to tell people, we were green long before it was cool to be. We were kind of the premier green grassroots organization here in Bryan College Station. Dorothy Miller and her husband, Jack Miller, were two of our really kind of our head founders for Keep Brazos Beautiful. And we're very fortunate that Dorothy Miller still sits as an emeritus board member on our board of directors today. And as an executive director for the organization, it's, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have an incredibly guiding force with our board of directors. And it's a very diverse group from city and county employees to business owners, just to community volunteers. But to have that founding spirit right there with you and be able to guide you, you know, it's just something really not everybody gets to have that opportunity.
What interested you in the position initially, and what keeps you interested and motivated?
You know, this probably is not the answer that they'd like me to give, but, you know, I totally lucked into it, to be honest with you. And I am a product of the 80s. You know, we're what started to destroy everything. I think it started before then, but certainly the 80s had a great impact on the need for environmental education. And but was always taught, you know, the earth was our home. This was given to us, and take care of it. But environmental education was not an aspect of public education when I was going to school. In fact, I was a senior in high school before I even heard about recycling. And it was white paper only. That's what we did in 1992. So there wasn't a whole lot of that inspiration that pushed me forward. And when I found the position with Keep Brazos Beautiful as the education director, when I first started with them, I found myself falling in love with something I never even knew was out there. And day by day, the more I got into it, just this passion and fire ignited within me to want to learn as much as I could and then go out and share it with as many people as I could, because it's an incredible field to be in. And we're very fortunate with the opportunities we had to share it with everybody.
Well, match that with, you just mentioned the diversity that's on your board, and, you know, what a wonderful match, because it seems that you have an organization that can appeal to every facet of the community.
We certainly do. We are from the ground up. We educate from toddlers up through people who, you know, just aren't going to tell us how old they are anymore. And we're, you know, everybody has an opportunity to be a positive part of the community. And I feel Keep Brazos Beautiful really offers a lot of different opportunities, whether you want to volunteer in an office or make phone calls, or if you want to get your hands dirty and plant plants or work on a Texas Trash Off team. We work with a lot of student groups from the Mays Business School who come in and work to create business projects and goals and programs for us. So it's a great partnership without the entire community. And, you know, a lot of, I have four daughters. So if you ask my oldest daughter what I do for a living, she'll tell you I'm a professional tree hugger. If you ask my youngest daughter, who's seven, what I do for a living, she'll tell you my mom's working to save the earth. And the oldest one's 18. So for a lot of reasons, you know, I like the seven-year-old a lot better right now. But I think somewhere in the middle is the correct answer between the two of what we are doing, and that it's really important work here. And I see that when people get involved in Keep Brazos Beautiful programs and events, they start to find that fire and that passion too, and they come back to us because it's a lot of fun, for one. And when you're working on beautification within a community and you can get an immediate visible impact of, we just cleaned up one ton of trash off an illegal dump site with 45 of our friends, you can turn around and see, wow, look what we just did. And it does make an immediate impact in your community. And those are the results that we see time and time again with Keep Brazos Beautiful programs and events.
You made a reference to something that starts next month. What's that about?
We are starting, we've started a new program. It's our Community Cares program. It's a partnership between Keep Brazos Beautiful, Habitat for Humanity, Lowe's, and then also the cities of Bryan and College Station, specifically working with their code enforcement departments. And this is a program that has been designed to facilitate code enforcement needs through code enforcement departments, but also to facilitate the needs of community members within minor code violations. So if you have an 88-year-old grandmother that's needing the outside of her house repainted, and maybe she can afford to buy the paint and the paintbrushes, but not necessarily pay the people to come do the paint, they could apply for this, and we would, you know, through the approval process, get a civic group who would sponsor that event. It's a $50 sponsorship, and then ten people from their organization committed to work on that project. And then we coordinate the other aspects of it, and then we go out there and take care of this. So there's buy-in from the recipient. They have to be vested in the project as well. But then also it's a collaborative effort amongst the entire community so that we can help take care of some of these minor problems. You know, it could be for the 35-year-old single mom who maybe needs, the mailbox is down the ground and they've got to get that back up and just doesn't have the resources to do it. So we have an application on our website, keepbrazosbeautiful.org. It's also listed on both city websites and Habitat for Humanities. They can submit the application to us by the 10th of each month if they'd like to be considered for that month's project. And we have a review committee that will go through it. And we have 10 different items that they can select, from 911 numbering on their phones to, or their homes, to mailboxes replaced and painting, what have you. We are doing only one project a month, though, and we'll alternate between cities, one in College Station, one in Bryan, throughout the year. And we're looking for civic groups right now who would like to adopt projects. Like I said, you know, it's very low buy-in. It's a great feel-good project, and they're really making a great difference here in the community at the same time.
And again, keepbrazosbeautiful.org, the website there, or, as you mentioned, the partner organization websites as well. Just a few seconds left. Anything else to tease listeners with?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's time to start saving those dates and put them on the calendar, because Texas Trash Off this year is going to be the last Saturday in April, and followed by, I guess, 2 weeks after that will be our annual awards gala again. And so we'll start opening up submissions for those awards that we give out each year. They'll be able to find the applications on our website. They can even do them electronically through the website this year. So we definitely want to get all those teams back out there for Trash Off and make this a bigger and better event than it has been. It keeps growing each year, so we're looking forward to 2011 being the best yet. And we're also looking forward to awarding all those community members going above and beyond with their environmental efforts here.
Terrific. Amy Reed, Keep Brazos Beautiful. Again, keepbrazosbeautiful.org, the website to learn more what's going on.